If you're posting on Instagram, sharing videos on TikTok, and wondering why your book sales aren't growing, chances are that you're making the same mistake about 90% of authors make, and it's not what you think. No, you're not bad at marketing, and your book isn't the problem. You're just missing two very crucial pieces of the overall marketing puzzle, and today I'm going to show you exactly what they are. Hi, I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've been helping authors simplify the book marketing process, connect with readers, and sell more books for nearly 20 years. And if you've been posting consistently on social media, but you're feeling frustrated because it's not really translating into book sales, this video is for you. And to help you get started with your book marketing journey, be sure to download my free book marketing blueprint to give your book the jumpstart you need. So here's the mistake. You think that posting on social media is your complete marketing plan. But here's what's really happening. You're putting your book out there. You're getting some likes, maybe some comments, and you might even get some great engagement. But then those people just disappear. They never actually buy your book. They never sign up for anything. They're just gone. And you're left thinking, what am I doing wrong? Maybe I'm just bad at this marketing thing, or maybe my book isn't good enough. But that's not true at all. The real issue is that you're only doing one part of what it takes to actually sell books and then make them sell consistently. So think of it like this. Imagine that you're at like a networking event and you walk up to someone, introduce yourself, tell them about your book, and then you just walk away. You don't get their business card. You don't exchange contact information. You don't follow up. That's essentially what's happening when you just post on social media without a plan for what happens next. Social media is amazing for getting attention. It's the networking event part. But getting attention is just step one of a three-part system that actually helps you sell books. So what are those three parts? Let's break them down. So part one, gaining attention. This is where social media fits in. But something that many authors don't realize is that social media isn't the only option. You could also be a guest on podcasts, write guest blog posts, create YouTube videos, speak at events, get featured in media, write on Substack or other platforms. So if social media isn't something you feel comfortable doing, or if you want to try a different outlet, that's totally fine. But if you don't know which outlet to pick, you can download my free no-stress guide to building your author platform to figure out exactly where you should be to connect with readers. But here's the key. Pick one or maybe two outlets that you actually enjoy and can do consistently. You don't need to be everywhere online in order to be seen. Pick one and start there. Part two, you need to nurture those connections. This is the part that most authors skip entirely. When someone finds you on Instagram or on TikTok, how are you going to stay connected with them? This is where your newsletter comes in. Not because you have to have a newsletter, but because it's the one place online that you actually own. Instagram could change its algorithm yet again. TikTok could disappear tomorrow. But your email list, that is yours. I always tell my author clients that social media followers are just window shoppers. Newsletter subscribers are in the store, ready to buy. They're interested. They want to know more. Your newsletter doesn't have to be complicated. It just needs to help people get to know you and understand why your book is for them. And finally, part three, lead them to your book. This is where you actually make the ask. But here's the key. You're not selling to strangers anymore. You're selling to people who actually already know you. They know why your book is for them and are interested in what you have to offer. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a lot of work. It doesn't have to be. Once you have this system set up, you can reuse content, work ahead, and even automate parts of it. Many authors say, I don't want to be pushy or salesy. You're not being pushy when you're genuinely helping people find books that they are actually looking for and that they'll love. You're providing a service. And if you're thinking, I don't have time for all of this, I would argue that you don't have time not to do this. Right now, you're spending time creating content that isn't working. But this system that I just showed you will actually save you time because you'll know exactly what you're doing and why. But before you can make any of this work, you need to make three things very clear. Who your ideal reader is. It's not everyone who likes books or people who read romance, but the specific person who will love your book. The next thing you need is your messaging. This is how you communicate with readers in a way that they actually respond to. And then third, you need your connection strategy, where and how you'll consistently show up to let people know that you and your book exist. When you have these three things figured out, everything else becomes so much easier. You're not guessing anymore. You're not copying what other authors do. You have your system that works for your books and for your readers. This is exactly what we dive deep into inside the Author Circle, my membership for authors who want to build a sustainable marketing system that actually sells books without taking over their life. We help you identify your ideal reader, craft messaging that connects, and build a complete system for gaining attention, nurturing relationships, and leading people to your book. So if you are tired of spinning your wheels on social media and you're ready to build a marketing system that actually works, I would love to help you inside the Author Circle. You can learn more and join the waitlist at the link in the description below. If this was helpful, let me know in the comments. What part of your marketing system do you struggle with most? Is it gaining attention, the nurturing part, or actually asking people to buy your book? I read every comment and I love hearing from you. And I'll see you in the next video.